face to face. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case.
Hey, I'm Jordan Davis, and whenever I'm in Canada, the first thing I do is put new country on my radio.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice in that drink he didn't buy. I'm here. Smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost. He didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my A. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
New Country 93.5. We love that you're taking the time to pop in. If you can stick around for another 15 or so minutes, we're going to tackle a note we got from our friend of the show, Danielle, and what she did at work.
I love this. I think most people love the idea of this, too. She works in retail, so as you can imagine, she deals with some pretty ornery customers.
Yeah, for sure.
And she did something to get back at one really mean customer.
We'll tell you what, and if you agree with it, coming up.
Check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby. And my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. Cause There's guys that can't communicate.
Country 93.5.
Hottest country on the go.
Take the country with you.
Whatever platform you choose.
Listen online from anywhere.
We're one vocal command away from giving you today's hottest country.
Dear drunk me, I bet you're sitting on a high back, running up a good tab, thinking them 2-for-1 shots ain't kicking in. Dear drunk me, I bet you're chalking up a cube and it's going down smooth. First time she hadn't crossed your mind, God knows when. It feels pretty good for a minute, but that won't last long, will it? You'll be thinking about her if I know you. But man, whatever you do, don't
pick up that phone and call her up thinking that. When you're feeding that jukebox, stick to the rock. Stay away from the done and wrong songs 3-4 time. Yeah, you gotta trust me, 'cause I know when the lights get low, you're gonna wanna
pick up that phone and call her up thinking that it ain't over. You'll just regret everything you don't remember. That phone and call her up thinking that it ain't over. You'll just regret everything you don't remember when you wake up sober. Can't go back to the way it was. Don't go messing up a good buzz. Chasing around her memory like you always do when you're drunk. Me.
It's New Country, 93.5. Quick little reminder, too. If you just popped into the show and you missed a lot of it, you can get caught up with a podcast that we put together, and we put it up where the podcasty places live.
Yeah, like Apple and Spotify, for instance.
Yeah.
It's company on demand. Whenever it's more convenient for you to have a listen, that's where you can go.
I love that if you've been listening to the show and you hear us tackle some situations, that you actually just kind of throw in your situation for us. Mm-hmm. Danielle did that. She's a friend of the show. She has an interesting scenario here.
I love this. So stay with me for a little bit here. So Danielle says, I've worked in retail for years. Customers can be downright nasty. Don't we know it? Take their bad days out on me. And Danielle said, after getting fed up one day, my coworker and I decided that the next time someone was really rude, we would stage a firing. And it worked. A customer started yelling at me. My coworker pretended to fire me, walked on over and waved the finger. It caused the customer to backtrack, apologize, and beg that I don't get fired on his account. We both thought it was hilarious, but upon telling some more of my friends about it, they all thought that that was kind of a cruel joke to play.
You know, I don't have a lot of experience in retail. I worked at HMV for a minute.
Nice.
At a record store. And that's really about it.
I can't imagine people being super mean at HMV.
No, not really.
No.
No music store.
Unless you just didn't have the CD they were looking for. Right. But how mad are you going to get about
that? It's music, man. It's showbiz, baby. super.
They get that.
Super laid back.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of experience. And usually people get mad either at a retail, like clothing, or at a restaurant.
Yes. Food and beverage industry can be real tough.
Or I guess maybe a hardware store, too, if you get something that doesn't work.
Yep.
I get that, but not music. So,
but some people are just mean for the sake of being mean is what I've realized in my years of working.
I guess that works, but I think that's a little mean.
I kind of love it.
I know you do.
I think it's one of those things that we would all love to do. And I was actually in a situation, this was years ago, I was in a similar situation to Casey and I, I was on a morning show with another person, and we were live on location, me and this other guy that I worked with, in a mall. And some guy came up to my coworker and was like, "That Sasha girl sucks. Everybody hates her.
Right.
Everyone at my retirement home can't stand her." And the guy I worked with was like, "Oh, she's actually just down the way here. Do you want to come with me? We can both fire her together. We can, you know, use you as a point of reference as to she's so bad at her job." And the guy immediately was like, "Oh, never mind."
Oh, no.
I kind of think that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, it is. I can see the humor in it. I at the end of the day, I think it's kind of mean. I mean, I know that.
But we all want to do it, don't we?
Yeah, you're not wrong. Okay, so is this gag, is it mean or is it funny?
Said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. Second glass of wine,
There was something about that kiss. Girl, it did me in. Got me thinking. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago. Yeah, you had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show. New Country.
That's right.
93.5.
Saw a 95 F-150 at a stoplight. Looked a lot like yours. But it didn't have that. Learned to drive stick shifting that I put in the door. Or that sunshine state sticker on the gate we got in the spring break town. Damn, it's been
Country Top 100 Canadian Countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The New Country Top 100 Canadian Countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery is back and awarding three grand prize lakefront cottages featuring a $2.8 million Halliburton Cottage, the $2.7 million Kawarthas Cottage, and the $2.6 million Muskoka Cottage. All lakefront in Ontario's cottage country and each awarded with $50,000. Over $10 million in incredible prizes. Carry the fire and help fund life-saving cancer research. Buy tickets at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash Burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash. Two handmade patties, double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash Burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
Hey there. They say time flies when you're having fun. Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Investment real estate should not be stressful. It should be fun. And for the last 15 years, that's exactly what we've done. Our investors have never missed a month's rent, never had to pay for a repair, and most importantly, never had to deal with a tenant. To find out more about our incredible program, go to thesimpleinvestor.com. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment. Simple.
Get ready for Can't Miss Fun when you visit Mississauga. With more music, more events, more food. Enjoy culinary delights at the Mississauga Halal Food Festival, June 13th to 15th in Celebration Square. And join the Canada Day festivities, July 1st, Celebration Square and in Port Credit. Plus, visit Mississauga for free family movie nights, farmers markets, food trucks, and more. All happening at Celebration Square in the heart of Mississauga. Don't miss out on all the fun. See the full calendar of events at visitmississauga.ca.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Warm weather is finally here. This summer, we invite you to explore Canada on your new Sea-Doo or Can-Am model. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. Sea-Doos are all on sale with financing starting at 0% and Can-Am side-by-sides with rebates of up to $5,000 off. You prefer to keep it on road? How about Can-Am Rikers starting at $8,999 plus tax and license or financing starting at 1.99%? Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and let us help you find your new ride.
Looking for unbeatable deals on your next Nissan? Oakville Nissan has you covered. Lease the 2025 Nissan Kicks Play S for just $60 a week, or step up to the Kicks S front-wheel drive for $70 a week, both with a low $28.99 down payment and My Choice bonus. Need more space? The 2025 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is yours for just $79 a week with $23.99 down and a $1,500 My Choice bonus. And the best part, lifetime free oil changes, only at OakvilleNissan.com.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Toronto's new country.
just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday, some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again, then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mates never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. So if you just popped in, Danielle contacted us. She listens to the show. Her and her friend did this prank to a customer at her work, and I thought it was... It's borderline being mean.
Well, she staged a bit of a fake firing just so that the customer would feel really bad about, you know, going off the walls over probably a very teeny tiny problem.
We'll give you the full details and see if you agree if this was harmless or was it mean.
New music plays now.
Hey, it's Nate Smith, and this is my new song, Fix What You Didn't Break.
It's got that meaningful, sentimental thing that I love, that whole, like, redeeming love. Song's very special to me.
On New Country.
That was a 10-year train wreck with the last call long neck. I was searching. I've been hurt real bad. Moving on, getting sidetracked. One step forward and five back. Not your fault. I was scared.
Country 93.5. If you just popped in, we got a text in from our friend Danielle who listens to the show, and I can't determine whether or not this is funny or mean.
I kind of love it a little bit. Danielle has worked in retail for a long time. You know how retail goes. Customers can be real nasty. So Danielle and her coworker decided next time someone's really rude to us, we're going to stage a firing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically make that customer feel bad.
Right.
Come on out and like, hey, because you're being mean, this person's going to get fired. Danielle pretended to get fired from her coworker and customer backtracked. I think it's awesome. I think it's something we've all dreamt of doing at some point in, you know, fill in the blank of careers. It doesn't have to be retail. There's times where we all have to deal with nasty customers or clients,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. I get why they did it. I don't know. I feel like it might be crossing one line too many.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would feel uncomfortable doing it.
I think it's one of those things where you could talk a big game about it, right? Like, and then we'll pretend to fire you, blah, blah, blah. But then when push comes to shove, you'd be like, eh, you know what? Never mind. I'll just go hide in the back.
See, I've always wanted to set up something at a restaurant and have somebody throw a drink in my face.
Just cause.
To pretend yeah. just to see the reaction of tables around us.
Oh.
Right? Kind of a social experiment.
That would be really cool.
Wouldn't
actually,
it be? That would be kind of funny, right? Uh-huh. This is kind of the same lines, but there's more purpose to this than my stupid little gag, right?
Yeah, I don't know what yours is accomplishing.
No, nothing really. Nothing,
nothing
just,
at all.
Just
okay.
pure reaction.
Okay.
This has a purpose to it, and that's what makes me, I guess, feel uncomfortable, is because it's being mean to somebody that's already being mean,
yeah.
you know?
And two wrongs don't always make a right.
Sometimes not, but I understand the appeal at the same time.
Yes.
That's why I'm kind of just, I don't know where to go on this one. Hillary, what do you think?
I'm a bit of a jokester.
So you see the appeal.
You wouldn't know that. I see the appeal of this. Mm-hmm. I play jokes on people all the time. I just don't know if it belongs in the workplace with the customers. With coworkers, yes. With the customers, eek. Because I would feel so sick.
Yeah. Yeah, with a coworker, sure. With a customer, you're right. I think that might be crossing the line a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that's cool to talk about. Like, hey, what if next time a customer does this, we do that? But like to actually go and do it, it's a pretty far bridge. Yeah.
Yes. I think it depends on the customer. Like if they're like throwing nasty words out and like being really mean, maybe.
Right. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. Fair.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Baby, I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
Country Evenings.
Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
I don't want to talk about your city life, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like I'm big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Cornfed, cornbread, it's the high life. I said what I said, you know I.
Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns, proudly Canadian, with locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
Guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com.
Monte Carlo,
your home away from home.
You ready for instant torque, seamless acceleration? Because Toyota's all-new fully electric vehicle has arrived at Toyota on the Park, and all you do is get in and go. Electrify your driving experience in the fully electric 2025 Toyota BZ4X. Visit Toyota on the Park to take it for a test drive and pre-order your own today. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slaya Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian born, blending since 1999.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sobas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find the one near you, check us out at ParksFurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law, online at lostjob.ca.
Measles is spreading. The good news is that the measles vaccine is safe, highly effective, and can provide lifelong protection. Contact your local public health unit to check your vaccination status or book a vaccine appointment today. Visit ontario.ca/measles to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Real Canadian Superstore is calling for sizzling bites. Sink your teeth into our new PC Halifax-inspired Dornair beef burgers, only $12 a pack, and made with delicious Canadian beef. Bask in the glow of Real Canadian Superstore's low prices. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Hey, can we talk? It's me, your top drawer here. What is this? Is this bra from the 90s? Did your mom lend you this? It's time you freshened me up with the perfect bra from my top drawer. They fit sizes AA to O. You'll feel supported and actually comfortable. And your clothes are going to fit better. Just, you know, ask the closet. I will be the happiest top drawer in the house.
My top drawer. Burlington, London, Niagara Falls, Simcoe, and Toronto. Or mytopdrawer.com.
Experience innovation with the 2025 Nissan lineup at Woodbine Nissan. Drive the Sentra SV for just $85 a week with $1,499 down, plus a $1,200 My Choice bonus. Upgrade to the Rogue SV all-wheel drive with moonroof. Only $95 a week on a 30-month lease with $2,999 down and a $1,500 My Choice bonus. Or go City Smart with the Kicks S front-wheel drive. Just $8.50 a day with $2,899 down, plus a $1,200 My Choice bonus. Woodbine Nissan, where innovation ignites excitement.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said, yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling. Somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
We're country nights under the city lights. It's a beautiful thing. We're Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Thank you.
working all night. He's really getting to know her. She hasn't even noticed. I'm at the end of the bar. Well, I guess it's just what happens when you break a good girl's heart. She's gone and found someone who'll dance when a song comes on. Those falling in love eyes. The last time I saw them, they were looking in mine. I hate she looks so happy with someone else. I still wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it for myself. She's gone and found someone who will dance when her song comes on.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. If you just popped into the conversation, we're trying to help out our friend Danielle. And listen, I'm on the fence on this one.
Oh, I just think it's something that we've all dreamt of doing in some capacity. So she works in retail. Some customers can be nasty, as we all know. And so her and her coworker decided next time a customer is really mean to us, let's stage a firing to make the customer feel bad. And it worked. The customer backtracked, said, I was sorry. Oh my gosh, don't fire her on my account. And Danielle thought it was pretty genius, but upon telling others, they were like, yeah, that's sort of mean.
Yeah, I feel it's just crossing a line, one too many.
Yeah.
A little bit. I know it's funny. I get it.
Yeah. But like, how did we end up here? It's because people
are mean.
Are mean.
I get it.
And maybe that's what you need to take a look at instead, Casey.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe. Carolyn, what do you think?
I don't think it's either. I'm going to give you a third option, and that is that if you treat people that way, then basically, you know what? You're seeing the consequences of you deciding to be mean to a person and for just for the sake of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good that they see what the consequences are going to be.
Yeah, what goes around comes around, right?
Oh, I see. So you're thinking that was good medicine for the customer to see.
Yeah, like I was totally on board with, we're going to fire someone. And it's like, oh, no, I'm backing down. Them realizing, oh, geez, maybe I shouldn't just flap my mouth for no reason.
Right. You're trying to teach that customer a good lesson that you can't treat people like this because there's consequences. I get it. Yeah.
It takes you back to kindergarten.
Doesn't it, though? That's exactly it.
Yeah. Oh, Carolyn, you're the best. You really are. Okay, we appreciate you.
Have a great day.
See you, bye.
Bye.
You too, bye.
I wouldn't heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather, I'm going. And hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off.
Say country's having a moment, and they're right. This is New Country.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
We're New Country 93.5.
Since you got gone, I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keep been better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm friends like that. About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Friends, Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL, girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause who needs you? And I got friends like that.
Hey, thanks for hanging with the Casey Clark Show.
Yeah.
New Country.
New Country.
93.5.
Up in your head instead of hitting the clouds, just a bit of rain got you feeling like you're drowning. Don't worry, brother, I got you covered. It's just one boot in front of the other, cause I'm only two rows down. So come on by, you know I'll be around. Let's make it right when the world gets you down and you just need a break. What you say? I'm only one beer away from that taste of freedom on a Friday night. So letting go and falling into the time of your life. If you ask God the answer to the neon sign, let's raise some hell for heaven's sake. Cause I'm only one beer away. Sing along the songs you don't even know. To lifting up that Dixie cup full of something that's cold. From your worst day to your best night. Got a heavy heart, here's a bush light. You
Country 93.5. This Reddit thread basically is asking people, what gift did you receive from somebody that obviously showed that they have no idea who you are? Some are like a chocolate bouquet, a chocolate bar bouquet, mm-hmm. and you gave that to somebody who is a diabetic.
Okay, so yeah.
I guess you don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess you don't know me really well.
I'm surprised there isn't more about clothing, because I've had that before where someone will give me a piece of clothing that I would never in a million years wear. I'm surprised that doesn't come up more.
Yeah, I think so. And clothing is one of those things that I know you and I have tried to do that, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to try to do that. We'll run down those lists coming up.
My girl is banging, she's solo maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a Frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Hey. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck, headed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. Tesla to impress. My girl is happy rolling on a vest. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got the Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty.